Welcome in to the Monday edition of the Daily Tap. It is July 23rd. How is everybody doing? I hope you guys are doing well. It is the start of another work week. It is the start of basically the dog days of summer. I think like we are inching towards football starting. I was on the phone with our guy, Nolan Murphy, I think on Friday, and he was just like, you know, is there any more dog day-ish of summer than July 20th? And I was like, yeah, that's pretty much true. I mean, really, right now, we're just waiting for football to start. We're just waiting for football to happen. We're under 50 days. We're going to probably do a little more Packers once this week goes on. A little preview here and there as we, you know, we do from time to time, but yeah, it's definitely a interesting time to be a sports fan, to be sort of enjoying the, I guess, I wouldn't say it's like, I feel like once August turns, then we're like, oh man, summer's almost over. You cue the dashboard confessional, you know, like goodbye or so long, sweet summer. Is that how the song goes? I'm not sure. That might be the Scotch talking. I learned tonight a couple of things. Number one, I enjoy scotch with water. I'm not really a on the rocks type guy, but I had scotch with, I had a nice glass of scotch because your boy had a feeling tonight could be a restless night of sleep. So I decided, you know, gonna have a little nightcap. You feel distinguished and shit having nightcaps, by the way. And then I add a little water to it, and I don't usually do that with drinks. It's just not my thing. My dad is like the king of a vodka water. But yeah, I did that with scotch tonight, and I really liked it. So scotch and waters may happen more often. I can't have Cheez-Its in my mouth, though. All I'm tasting is like a combination of like scotch, water, and Cheez-Its. So yeah. You know, it's a new lesson learned. But what I've known for a long time is that, you know, Stone Tap WI is where you can find us. We are the alternative source for sports in the state of Wisconsin. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can subscribe on Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, whatever you're into. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stone Tap WI on all of those channels. We would love to have you on one. We'd love to have you on two. A couple new followers this weekend. Welcome to the show on Twitter. Much appreciated as always. And let's go right into it. So I kind of teased on Sunday's pod, which you can go back and listen to. We talked about the Open Championship and the Brewers, that I would be talking about Josh Hader today. I think... it's obviously something that the local media is going to talk about a lot because they're going to talk a lot about the standing ovation and was it right, was it wrong, all this stuff. I wrote on Sunday, Stone Tap WI, it's a website, about that everything really was an overreaction and that we all were kind of going crazy. The fans overreacted. The reaction to the fans was also an overreaction and that everything was just sort of spun out of control. I think video itself is sometimes is the best and worst thing because video paints an entirely different picture than what seemingly went on in the stadium. If you, Jay Sorge, who works for TMJ, great follow Jay Sorge. He basically wrote a thread. It was about 11 tweets deep. And it basically explained how I was in the stands. He's like, I was in the upper, basically he said he was in the upper deck. And he's like, that ovation was a very small one. If you looked around the stadium, there were cheers. Yeah. But it was not this whole stadium-wide ovation, and that's the picture that I think a lot of people are painting right now, and a lot of people are having this sort of unfair view, and Milwaukee baseball fans are getting a raw shake. They're getting the brunt end of maybe, I don't know, 100, 150 fans who stood for Josh Hader. We can all agree that standing for somebody is ridiculous after they found some hateful tweets. But like the people who need to get those retweets, need to get those likes and are like, this is what racism in America looks like. This is what they're supporting a guy who is promoting hate speech. Get all the way fucking out with that, dude. Like, That is so dumb. That is so unhelpful to what's going on in our society. That is not helping. That is just as bad as anything President Trump tweets out. That it's not solving a goddamn thing by being like, this is what white people think of black people. This is how they disrespect them. Imagine how these Brewer teammates must feel. Like, why do we keep doing this where we have to think for other people and we have to think about how other people think and how other people should feel? And why can't things just be a goddamn choice for anyone? Let people choose how they want to cheer for Josh Hader. Let Josh Hader's teammates choose how they want to see him. Why does it always have to be a black and white thing? There is no gray area allowed in 2018. So you see one video and that draws a big fucking reaction for everybody. And you get these out of control leftists who just can't help themselves. It's not even leftists. I shouldn't say that. It's people who just, they want to push an agenda. They want to push this agenda that we as the white society and as Caucasians are out to get the black population, or we think less of them. It's not true, and it's not helpful. It's not helpful to do these things, guys. It is not, this is not solving a goddamn thing. By completely going on off the rails on this, you're basically giving a standing ovation in the other direction. You're putting up your middle fingers and you're saying, you know what? This is terrible. This is exactly, and it's just, it's not solving anything. And I'm glad that this story is hopefully running its course. I don't think it's going to be a story maybe once when the Hader's first road game will be a thing, but that probably is it. And we're finally done with this, because I think we've all just been way too overboard with this. I think, you know, they made the kids make the comment, you're too extra. Like, this is extra. Like, this is just like, I can't keep up with people who just are so involved or so thinking that they're so woke to this whole thing about, oh my God, the Milwaukee fan base is just a bunch of racists. Like no, that's not it at all. Like, that is not true. Yes, Milwaukee has problems with segregation, racism in this city. No one is discounting that. No one is saying it's otherwise. No one's saying it's a peachy keen relationship between blacks, whites, Hispanics in this country or in this city. It's a problem. Everything's segregated. You have the north side where the black population resides. You have the south side where the Hispanic, predominantly Mexican, reside. You have the suburbs where all of the Caucasians live. And yes, it was weird if you had you did not have a cultural diversity in the suburbs. It just wasn't a thing. So there are so many deep-seated problems with this city, but a baseball game isn't a reflection of the city. Those are just sports fans, man. They're just like, sports fans are like, just your average sports fan is a complete dumbass. Like, they're not the smartest people in the drawer. They're not these people who are supposed to just know how they're supposed to react. What were they supposed to do? Were they supposed to boo Hader? Were they just supposed to just, I'm sure they should have just sat there and it just should have been a cheering. An ovation was reckless. It was dumb. No one's arguing that, but I'm just sick and tired of people just trying to make their point stand out the loudest and yell the loudest. Like, just get the fuck out of here. And hopefully this is the last time I have to talk about Josh Hader, because frankly, I'm sick of it. And if another thing pops up, let's go. And I'm not afraid. I'm not really afraid of anybody. So it doesn't fucking matter to me. But yeah. So moving on, maybe I was channeling my Roy family with that, some of those rants, if you call it a rant. But, you know, I've been really into Succession, like really into it. Like, guys, if you're not watching Succession on HBO, like, what are you doing? Like, what exactly are you doing? Because Succession is that show. It is the shit. It is a really good show. You what's interesting is you don't necessarily like any of the characters. Like, I thought about this, I think last episode or the episode beforehand, and I'm like, I kind of fucking hate this family. Like, I think that's the whole point. I think that's what Adam McKay wants you to do. He wants you to dislike everybody. Like, Kendall Roy is such a weasel. He is the worst, man. Like, he is such a tryhard. He had a line today where they're going to, like, the sex den, and he's like, business is my fucking. And I'm just like, that is the biggest douchebag comment I've ever heard in my life. But, like, there are great characters. I mean, Kieran Culkin, Roman Roy, is a fantastic character. He is the king of the one-liners. I'm not sure why this guy hasn't had more success in Hollywood. I believe he was in Signs, which, by the way, all-time bad movie. If you know somebody who likes Signs or you're a person who likes Signs, you don't know movies. That movie stunk on ice. I ended up seeing that twice in fucking theaters because everybody in high school, A, came themselves with horror movies, and B, did an extra ejaculation to M. Night Shyamalan movies because M. Night Shyamalan did Sixth Sense and he was somehow a deity. Whatever. But going back to Succession, great show. Really, really an excellent brand of television. I think that Succession really does have it. It's not a comedy. It's not a drama. It's somewhere in between, and it's perfect. It is really good Sunday night television watching, and you have guys like Cousin Greg, who I at first was like, this guy's kind of a loser, and now it's like, oh, fuck. Cousin Greg is just, oh, my God. He just cracks me up. Same with Tom, the Tom and Cousin Greg relationship. There was a scene at the bar that I will not ruin because I'm a gentleman and a scholar, but to me, it was the funniest thing I've watched on television this year. It was that funny. Like, I was dying. Like, if my girlfriend wasn't sleeping in the other room, I'm probably howling at the TV. But instead, I was just sort of like hands over my face, laughing hard. Like, just fantastic stuff. So I'm looking forward to the last two episodes. I think it's a really fantastic show. If you guys want to wait till it's over, binge on it, get the 10 episodes, I believe, out of the way. It is a A+ television show. All right, wrapping it up with the Bears hype train. So Peter King wrote an article today, his second, I guess it's like, I don't know what he calls it. It's Football Night in America or football, whatever. And he's basically pumping the Bears' tires. A lot of people are drinking the Bears' Kool-Aid. The Bears are the sexy sister, sexy brother, keep it PC in 2018, guys, of the San Francisco 49ers, who are the, you know, they're the top dog. Like, they're the Jimmy Jameson. Since I know Jimmy G loves his porn, they're the Jimmy Jameson, and the Bears are like Brianna Banks. That's basically where they are. So that's kind of how it goes. Or the Tory Black, whatever. They are very popular. So people think the Bears can be a playoff team. I think you'll have a lot of people who are going to be like, you know, everybody's talking about the 49ers. Not enough people are talking about the Chicago Bears. And that's what people are going to do because people like to be different. They like to change things up. So because I can't get Nolan Murphy on Skype to do a Mike and the Mad Dog schedule look, we're going to go through the Bears schedule and we're going to see how many wins we can pull out for Chicago. Bears-Packers, first game of the season, obvious loss. That's 0-1. Seahawks-Bears, probably go Bears there. It's Monday night, home game. We know that I don't think the Seahawks are going to be trash this year, 1-1. They go to Arizona. That's probably 2-1. Infamous Denny Green. You play to win the game. Oh, man. You crown their ass. That's it. See, this is what happens when you do a podcast on a little bit of scotch. You just sort of forget some of those nuanced things. Home against Tampa Bay. Jameis Winston's first game back. 2-2. I don't know. They could go 3-1 to start the year, but then they go to Miami. That feels like a loss to me. 3-2. Play the Patriots at home. That's definitely a loss. So 3-3. Jets at home. They played the entire AFC East in four weeks. That's kind of wild. The Jets at home. That's a win. 4-3. At Bills Mafia. Bills Mafia gets that done. 4-4. Lions at home, they'll beat the Lions at home, 5-4. Vikings at home, they'll lose that, 5-5. At Detroit for Thanksgiving, that seems like 5-6. Then they go to New York. Who knows how the Giants will be? I will chalk that up as a 5-7. The Los Angeles Rams at home in December, that could be sneaky, but I'm still going to go with the Rams there, 5-8. Then they got the Packers at home, that is 5-9. Then they go to the sexy 49ers. That sounds like 5-10, and at Minnesota, 5-11. I don't know if they'll lose out after Thanksgiving, but it's really possible. They have a very tough stretch down the road with, you know, four of the last six on the road, and then their two home games are against the Rams and the Packers, who are potential playoff teams. So I understand where maybe some of that Bears hype will happen, and I think they could get off to a fast start. But, man, they have such a tough stretch to finish off the season. I think they're 1 year away. I think they're 1 year away from actually being a thing. And the classic line of it's very inside snow-tap baseball, but the Bears scare me. I think that we could maybe have that in 2019. But, yeah, let's not get ahead of our skis too much with Chicago. All right, guys, that just about does it. Not sure when Tapping the Keg will happen this week with Mitchell, but when it does, we will get into the booth for 296, talk about all things Wisconsin sports, as we always do. So look forward to that, and look forward to the daily taps. As always, we'll be back tomorrow to talk again. Hopefully, we were talking about a Brewer win. We'll look and see what they did against the Nationals and any other topics that do come up. So take care, guys. Have a great Monday. I know I will. Take care. Bye.